Welcome to YouBroomIT.com podcast, where love and the mysteries of life meet a girl with a big opinion about everything. Today's installment is how to be a good mystery shopper and not a vindictive mystery shopper like me. And here's your host, Katie Hale.
Welcome to YouBroomIT's podcast. Today we are talking about making money as a mystery shopper. One of the most popular ways to make money from home is doing things like mystery shopping. This is a highly talked about topic because a lot of people ask, is it really legitimate? Can you actually make money? How do I do this? How do I get started? And who are the legitimate companies to work for? Today, I'm going to answer a lot of those questions for you and give you some information on where to get started, who I recommend you work with, and what you really need to understand how this works and what it can legitimately make you as far as income. So we're going to start with a few things today. We have 4 points to cover. I want to talk about the right tools for the job, what you actually need to become an effective mystery shopper. I want to talk about being realistic about what to expect from your mystery shopping experience. I want to talk about who this job is actually the best for. Not every job is going to work for every person. I also want to cover my top 5 best companies to work for as a mystery shopper. Yes, I'm really going to give you 5 legitimate companies that do not require any money up front or any obligation other than you to sign up and see what they have available for you in your area. So let's get started. Let's start today with having the right tools for the job to be a mystery shopper. Number 1, you have to have reliable internet access. Now, this is something that can be from a desktop, a laptop, or your smartphone. But at the end of the day, reliable internet access is how you are going to come up with the information you need to successfully complete your job. Most companies that do mystery shopping have a website you log into, you apply to do a shop in your area, and they contact you if you are qualified for it. You will then have to turn around after you do your mystery shop, log back in, complete surveys, fill out information, possibly upload videos or photographs. So you need reliable internet service. Along with that means you need a computer. You need something to access the internet with. Now, sometimes you can do this at the library. There are a lot of people that mystery shop start out and they work at the library. They go to the library, they check out a laptop, they upload their information. Some people strictly use their smartphone. While using your smartphone is a great option for on-the-go things, it can be difficult when you're writing up a lot of information for a report for a mystery shopping experience. So if you have a difficult time writing on the little keypad on your smartphone, then this is definitely a place where you want to invest the money to use a laptop or a desktop, an actual computer, a tablet with a larger keyboard or a keyboard attachment. The next thing you might need would be a notebook to take along with you, a small pad and pen to have in your pocket, or even a mini recorder. Now, I use my smartphone to record information. There are times when you'll be doing a mystery shop where you need to make note of what the employee is wearing. Are they wearing the right uniform? Are they wearing the khaki pants, the black shoes, the blue shirt? Whatever the company who hires you is looking for, you need to make note of things. So having something that you can discreetly write information down on or discreetly make notes, record notes from, take pictures from is very important. So having a notepad, having a smartphone with a recording capability, or having a mini recorder with you are all great tools of the job. So your tools for this are pretty simple, but there's one last thing we have to include. You have to have an eye for detail. To be an effective, successful mystery shopper and actually earn money doing this, you have to do the shop to the best of your ability. These companies hire you because they want detailed information about what their franchises and their corporate outlets are doing and how the employees are behaving, acting, and reacting to you. So you have to have a great attention to detail, an eye for detail, and the ability to notice those little things that others might overlook. This is very, very important to be successful in this work at home job. The second thing we want to cover today is to be realistic about what the outcome will be. Now, mystery shopping is not going to be a full-time income for anyone. It is very, very rare that anyone can do enough mystery shopping in 1 week to provide what is considered a full-time income by today's standards. Please do not look at this work from home opportunity as the only paycheck you will need. While it is something that is great for additional income for certain situations, this is not going to be a full-time income. It is, however, going to be a great alternate source of income for you and your home. Another thing you need to take into consideration is your location and what shops you will be allowed to do. If you live in a rather rural area outside of a city, outside of a metropolitan area, you are less likely to have opportunities to do shops that are going to make you much money. So take into consideration when you sign up for the companies I'll tell you about later in this podcast, that some of them only work in larger metropolitan areas. That means that you may not get very many shops from them. You may not get many opportunities. It may be only once a month, twice a month, or even once a year that something comes up that you're qualified for with where you live. So before you get your hopes up about a situation, take into consideration the fact that where you live is going to actually affect what you're able to do. On the same line of thinking, your demographic information will also affect what you are able to do. Sometimes they want specific ages, specific race, specific household arrangements. If you're married, you're not married, you're single, you're divorced, you have kids, you don't have kids. All of those things are things to take into consideration. So if you don't get chosen for a mystery shop that you really wanted, it may not be because the company isn't legitimate. It is because you didn't qualify according to your demographics. Another thing to be realistic about when considering mystery shopping is the time-consuming effort you put into this. Mystery shopping does require not just you going to a restaurant, sitting down, having a burger, and them paying the tab and paying you extra for doing it. It also involves you reporting back information in a timely manner. Some of these things need to be reported the same day or within 24 hours of the actual shop. That means that you have to go to the restaurant, have the meal, order it as they ask you to do so, go home and immediately prepare your notes, write your notes up, and submit a report. So this means that you have to take into consideration the time you need to take care of this. That also is something to consider if you are looking at shops that are outside your immediate area. Say there is a chance for you to go get your tires rotated at a tire lube center that is 2 hours away from you. You need your tires rotated. It's going to pay for the tire rotation and pay you $65. $65 is a nice sum of money for you to be able to go sit in a waiting room for an hour, have your tires rotated, and fill out a small report. But you have to consider, is driving 2 hours away going to be worth it? That's 4 hour round trip. Then you include the gas money spent to get there and back. Are you actually making much money off of that particular shop or not? These are things you have to be realistic about, and you have to take time to think through. Mystery shopping is not something you just throw together and do quickly at the last minute. It takes time and it takes effort. You must be realistic about what it takes to be an effective mystery shopper. If you have attention to detail, you live in an area where there are a lot of shop opportunities, and you have the time and the ability to go do so in a relaxed environment where you can actually take notes properly, get them submitted in the proper time frame, then sure, it's a great opportunity for you. But sometimes some shops may not be good for you, even if they do have that higher price value on them. Another thing you need to remember when choosing to mystery shop as a way to make money at home or a work from home job is that you almost always have to pay for something up front. So while you will get reimbursed, that reimbursement may vary anywhere from 1 week, 1 day, to 6 months down the road. Every company is different in how they handle your reimbursements and payments. So if you are to go to a fancy steakhouse tonight and do a mystery shop and you order the most expensive thing on the menu and you order all four courses, you order a bottle of wine, you may be out $150 before the end of the evening. Do you have that money up front to pay to complete the mystery shop that's going to be reimbursed later on down the road and would only pay you $25 or $50 or even $100. While sometimes the pay is well worth the upfront expense, it is a difficult situation if you're already in a place where you need to be able to make money working from home because your finances are tight. So you need to be very careful and very picky about which shops you actually choose to apply for or choose to accept. You have to understand and remember that you have to pay upfront for most of these things and become reimbursed later on. And that's another thing. All of the companies that we will list and talk about working with All of them are reputable, pay very well, pay very promptly, and are companies that I am confident you would enjoy working with and would have no problem whatsoever getting reimbursed and paid in a manner you would feel comfortable with. But we have to be honest, and we have to look at it clearly and say, if you don't have $5 in your pocket today, it's going to be difficult to go pay the $25 to get your tires rotated tonight. You have to be able to pay the upfront expense that will be reimbursed by the company later on. Now, let's look at the next step, the next thing that's important to remember when working from home as a mystery shopper. And that is, are you really the one qualified to do this? Who is this shop good for? A few demographics that are really great for at-home work opportunities that involve mystery shopping are stay-at-home moms. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you don't have a 9-to-5 job that requires you to be somewhere at a certain time. So you have a little bit more flexibility in going to shops that would happen during the daytime hours. There are also more opportunities for shops for you and your children. It includes things like going to movie theaters, going to fast food restaurants, going to a bowling alley or other entertainment locations. Those things can be great for stay-at-home moms. Other people that are qualified and that this is a great opportunity for include college students. College students typically need a little extra money. A lot of the entertainment or fast food or food chain things are things they're going to go do anyway. So it's a great way to earn money doing something a little bit part-time that they would already be doing anyway. Single individuals. A lot of single individuals get a lot more mystery shops. Again, I mentioned earlier, demographics play a lot into who actually gets to do a mystery shop. So if you are single, you may have a higher amount of mystery shops offered to you to be able to go do those, and you also would have a higher amount of free time to do them in. Another group of people that it's excellent for are people that are retired or empty nesters. If you don't have kids at home anymore and you don't have a job that's tying you down to a certain schedule every day, the freedom to go do mystery shops in your community is really a lot nicer, a lot easier, a lot better for you. So these are people that I think do the best with mystery shopping. If you are working full-time already and you have kids and you have sports programs and you have extracurricular activities and you have all of these obligations and you're wanting to take on an extra part-time work-at-home income, mystery shopping is probably not for you because it is very time-consuming for the money that you get back. It's just one of those things that can be a little overwhelming for someone who already has a lot on their plate. But if you're already at home, you already have a little extra free time to work with and time to take and do the detail-oriented things that need to be done, then sure, this is an excellent way for you to earn some money at home. Now, finally, we're going to spend a few extra minutes on this. This is the biggest portion of this podcast, and it's what everyone wants to know. Next, we're going to talk about who are the best companies to work with. It's very important that you not buy into or pay a subscription to a company for them to find mystery shops for you. There are 5 specific companies that I highly recommend. These companies I either myself have personally worked for or my best friend Daniel has worked for. I trust his opinion and I believe that he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's used these for many years. And between the two of us, these 5 companies pass our test of standards. They pay well, they have great communication, ease of using their websites or their phone systems, and they give a lot of varied opportunities to you to complete tasks that are really high quality. So I'm going to start with the first one. And of course, as always, I will be including links to each of these with a little information within the blog post on our website so that you can easily click through and go directly to their website. No questions, no problems. But if you're taking notes, go ahead and take notes about these specific companies. JobSlinger. JobSlinger is one that has very random mystery shopping opportunities. They're not as often, not as active as some of the other companies, but they are the mystery shopping company for fashion and clothing reviews. These are rare, but when they do come around, they're excellent opportunities. So this is a company, if you are looking for a chance to buy clothes and get paid to do so, this is one you're going to want to sign up for. You can check your zip code regularly and see if there's a new shop in your area. Again, this is not going to be a monthly opportunity. You're not going to get to go shopping every week with this company. This company is pretty few and far between. They're very picky about demographics, but they do have high quality clothing retail shops. And they pay very well on top of the reimbursement factor. So they're an excellent choice for you. And again, checking your zip code to see if they have any retailers near you is an easy way to know if it's going to be a good fit for you or not. The second company that I recommend is called Second to None. This company specifically looks for individuals age 18 to 24. The reason for that is they typically are going to set you up to go in and do a mystery shop for alcohol or tobacco products and not show your ID. What you're looking for is a business that will sell you something without checking your ID to see if you're actually of legal age or checking to see if they're going through the proper process. So that is something that, this will be for. They also do a lot of retail outlets, a lot of stores, clothing perhaps on occasion. So this is specifically for that 18 to 24 year old area. So if you or someone in your home, your daughter, son, college student, friend, this is a company that you want to sign up with to check those things out. I have worked for them in the past and I found that they pay really well for what you do. And their shops are pretty simple and pretty easy to handle, pretty straightforward. The next company on my list is Market Force. Market Force is one of the best ones out there. Not only does Market Force cover a lot of retail, they cover a lot of your common popular fast food and restaurant chains. So if you want to eat out, if you want free food, this is the company you really want to look for. Market Force has a great, easy online system and great, I mean, just absolutely excellent telephone schedulers. So if you're scheduling your mystery shop, give them a call. You set up everything. They're extremely easy to work with. Their website is set up beautifully. They're one of my favorites to work with because they are just simply very, very, very simple to work with. Their website's easy. They're very straightforward about what they want from you. And they offer you a lot of information to answer your questions if you have questions along the process. The next company that we recommend is Reality Based Group. This group is one that works specifically for you doing things on the telephone. This is not typically an on-site or in-store review process. This is the process of calling a 1-800 number, calling a company customer service directory, calling on the telephone and asking questions, asking about services provided, and making note of the answers that the customer service person gives you. So this is great for someone who wants to earn a little extra money, but doesn't want to actually leave their house to do a mystery shop. You can easily do it with Reality Based Group. Another bonus for them is they cover a whole demographic that a lot of others don't. They often specifically seek out Spanish speaking individuals to do specific Hispanic company profiling. So this is a great opportunity for someone who is bilingual or is English as second language and Spanish as first language. This is a great opportunity for them to have a demographic that's specially catered to them in mystery shopping. So where you feel like you may be left out in others, if you speak Spanish, this may be a great opportunity for you. Another company that we recommend is Goodwin & Associates. Goodwin & Associates is one that caters to a little bit higher price product, but they do a ton of restaurant and fast food steakhouse type products. So it's going to be entertainment based. Goodwin & Associates is going to cover the higher end steakhouse, the higher end chain restaurants, and will require you to go in and order a specific food item off the menu or a specific drink item. Quite often it's something new to the menu or a specialty item. And you might have to order it a different way. You want the steak grilled a certain way, or you want mushrooms left off and onions put on. This one is going to be very specific and very detail oriented. But if you like to eat out, it's a great option for you, and it's going to offer you some great high end food and, of course, some fast food places as well. So this is another one that's good for the person who wants to eat for free. It's a great date night mystery shopping opportunity too, if your spouse is okay with that. The last company that we're going to talk about is one that is most commonly excited about for me, and it's because who wants to pay to get their oil changed in their car or their tires rotated or basic maintenance done on their vehicle? I don't like to. So Best Mark is the greatest company to mystery shop for that reason. If you want to be able to go have a free tire rotation, or you want to go have free oil change in your car or free spark plug or free whatever it may be, minor car maintenance that would be typically covered, Best Mark is the perfect company for you to work with. They provide you with a moderate fee and they reimburse you for the actual expense. Now, this is one as well that having a specific type of car can help you, because there are oftentimes where one particular car brand or one particular auto dealership is needing to be shopped. And so if you own a Buick or you own a Chevrolet or you own a Ford or whatever particular car brand it is that they're looking for, it's very selective demographic. So if you have that car, you may get more routine shops than someone who does not have that car. So these are the top five. We'll go back over them very quickly. Job Slinger, Second to None, Market Force, Reality Based Group, Goodwin and Associates, and my bonus, Best Mark. These are what I consider the top mystery shopping groups to work with out there today. They are quality. They do not require you to pay any fee up front to participate. They have easy to use online systems, telephone systems, and great customer service. Their reimbursement terms, as far as time to reimburse you and pay you, are all reasonable. You're not going to be waiting a year to get paid for most of these companies. And most of them don't require you to reach a certain payout before you get your paycheck, which is very important as well. So when you're looking at mystery shopping as a source of work at home income, we've broken down a few simple things that you need to remember and that we hope will help you know if this is the right fit for you to make extra money. Number one, you need to have the right tools for the job. There are a few simple things that you need to have on hand to make sure that you do the job the best of your ability. You need to be realistic about the income and understand that this is not a full-time income job for most people. In fact, 90% of people who do mystery shopping do it only for a little extra kickback, a little spending money, maybe Christmas money. It's not a full-time job income. We've given you who this is best for, the demographic of people that this works the best for, that have the most success with mystery shopping. If you don't fall in that demographic, it doesn't mean you aren't qualified. It just means it may not be the best decision for you to use this as a source of extra income. And then we, of course, gave you our top company, five companies plus one bonus company to get you started in the mystery shopping world. Again, we really believe that mystery shopping can be an excellent form of making a little extra money in your pocketbook, to even out bills, to pay for extra expenses, to pay for Christmas gifts or birthday gifts, or just to get your manicure every week. But it isn't a full-time income. But if you're looking to work from home and you want to build on several different ways to make money, mystery shopping is an excellent way to make money legitimately while working from home. All of this information is going to be compiled in a blog post along with this podcast. So make sure to check out the blog post at youbrewmyt.com and check out the links for the different companies and a few added details that we may have missed that will inform you of and help you get started in this process. We want you to be successful. Our goal at You Brew My Tea is to make you successful as a work from home business entrepreneur. Whether you are doing mystery shopping, you are selling something that you made, you are writing blog posts, or you yourself are producing a podcast, we want you to find success working from home. Today's podcast about making money as a mystery shopper is something that we feel everyone can get interested in, do, and begin this process of working from home for themselves. We hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, comments, or future podcast suggestions, make sure to stop by our website at youbrewmyt.com or shoot us an email at khale@youbrewmyt.com. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another installment of youbrewmyt.com. If you're a podcaster and would like more information about professional production done for your audio with openers, closers, music, voiceovers, or voice sessions, please check us out at docbryce.com. That's doc, B-R-Y-C-E.com, or email us at me@docbryce.com.